Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Monday, May 16th, 2022. Today he is addressing our negative self-judgments and their effects. There are no accidents. Every event and experience has a purpose. Humanity has entered the final stages of the collective awakening process. You have all done incredible work, both individually and collectively, to bring this about, and you are about to be enormously honored for the work you have been doing, absolutely vital work that only you could do. All are one, so every individual thought or intention to be only loving at all times combines with those of all others with the same intent, vastly and purposefully intensifying the final stages of your collective awakening process. Do not doubt the immense power of your individual intentions to be only loving, because they are massive, being completely integrated with and in alignment with God's will. Yes, you are humans in form, and you are daily experiencing the limitations of that state. Nevertheless, your true nature is love, and its divine energy flows through you in every moment, expanding outwards like a vast ocean of love, enveloping all sentient life, making it one. Not one of you is ineffective, because your true nature, regardless of how diminished you might believe it to be, is most positively affecting everyone with whom you interact in even the slightest manner. You all chose to be incarnate at this point in humanity's journey to awakening, precisely so that you could add your power and your intent to bring it to completion, and you are doing this far more efficiently and effectively than, in your human state of limitation, you can possibly understand. Not one of you is surplus to requirements. God's plans are always totally efficient, with precisely the required amount of focused attention and intent to bring them to a most beautiful fruition at the exact moment of now that He has chosen. His creations always include your individual but unified and integrated formulations and ideas, because all are one in perfect divine harmony and fusion. Reality is perfectly joyful and harmonious. No other state is possible. But while you are choosing to experience the limitations of life in form, that appears to be an impossible state of coalescence and integration to bring into being, where no conflict or disharmony of any kind is or can be present. Reality is love. It is your natural state of beingness, and yet it seems that you are separated from it, and so you seek it from others, and others seek it from you. Neither will find it there. It is you. It is within you, but hidden from you by your very powerful beliefs in your sinfulness, your unworthiness, your insignificance, your unimportance in the vast universe, in which your very survival is always uncertain and frequently threatened. As individual beings in form, tiny in comparison to your environment and to humanity at large, it is difficult to dispel those invalid beliefs about yourselves, as you deem and presume that one individual, me, can have practically no effect on the whole. Yes, you may think occasionally, some brilliant ones have had an immense, powerful, and marvelously innovative effect that has uplifted humanity. Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Jr., Mother Teresa, to name just a few. But the chances of me achieving anything of real value for humanity are, you believe, tiny, way beyond remote. So I would bring to your attention, yet again, that you are each one with God in every moment of your eternal existence. Within each of you is all the power of God waiting for you to accept, honor, and avail of it. However, while in form, you can only access a much reduced level of this infinite energy field because of the limitations of your human state. But when you choose to do so, and choose to be only loving whatever arises in your daily lives, The wondrous effects that you have on your environment and on humanity are enormous, just like those mentioned in the previous paragraph, who chose to place their complete trust in Mother, Father, God. And why do you not place your complete trust in Mother, Father, God? It is because your egos work constantly to distract you from your loving intentions by directing your attention to issues and situations that arouse uncertainty and fear in your hearts. Then you spend inordinate amounts of time thinking, analyzing, and worrying about those issues and situations, and not only forget your intent to be only loving whatever arises, but also engage in judging and blaming those that the mainstream media and others inform you are responsible for the worldwide chaos, confusion, sickness, and conflicts affecting the world. The divisive propaganda to which you are exposed many times throughout the day further increases your uncertainty and fear. It is time to cease paying attention to the distractions with which your egos are constantly bombarding you. You know from your direct experiences, if you choose to be aware, that the vast majority of negative issues and possibilities that have caused you concern or worry in the past have generally failed to materialize. You do know that when you go deeply within yourselves, to your holy spiritual sanctuaries, and ask for help and guidance from those on your spiritual support teams, that you always receive precisely what you need in the moment, if you allow yourselves to listen attentively. To listen is essential, but not to the mainstream and social media which are driven by humanity's collective ego. Instead, listen to that deep and wise inner knowing to which you all have access. Often you listen and hear some brilliant guidance, but then your egos convince you that you need to be more aggressive or defensive than your guidance suggests. So you align with your egos, engage fully with their unwise and divisive suggestions, and find that the issues or situations are not only not resolved, but may well have become more problematic. You will likely then recall your choice to disregard your wise intuitive guidance, and so be filled with regret. Truly, love is always the way forwards, and you know this because it is your nature. So let go of any regrets or guilt for any mistakes or errors you believe you have made. If appropriate, make amends to anyone you may have hurt, and take the lessons that you have learned to heart with loving thanks. Remember, every human experience is offering you a lesson, and that lesson is always, only love can resolve all issues, because love is all. When you discount or dismiss your true nature, while you are in form, it presents itself in many harmonious patterns such as kindness, compassion, honesty, integrity, truthfulness, trustworthiness, helpfulness, etc. You are simply allowing yourselves to be ego-directed. To be ego-directed is to forget that you are in an illusory environment playing the game of separation, and to fully engage with it by either seeking to control and manipulate others for your own purposes, or by giving away your power, your sovereignty to others, and playing a helpless victim of circumstances that you perceive as being beyond your control. Doing this is to be fully asleep and dreaming, as in a reverie or a nightmare. You all chose human life paths before you incarnated that would present you with the lessons that you wish to learn, and you knew it would be difficult because of the state of amnesia into which you would be born. But you also knew that you would be fully supported in every moment. Now that you are in form, your amnesia is well established, but your spiritual support team is with you in every moment just as planned, offering you appropriate guidance whenever you ask for it. It all comes back to asking and then choosing to listen. This is why it is essential that you go deeply within every day to your holy inner sanctuaries and spend quiet time alone tuning into the spiritual realms so that you can access and receive the love, wisdom, and guidance available to you in every moment that you allow yourselves to be aware of it. You planned this before your incarnation to ensure that you would have the ability to follow your chosen life paths and receive and learn the lessons presented to you. There are no accidents. Every event and experience has a purpose, and that is to assist you and those with whom you interact to awaken. And right now, you most certainly are awakening. Your loving brother, Jesus.